It is often noted that the Czech Republic lies in the heart of Europe. What then lies at the heart of the Czech Republic? Well, there are pastures, woods, hills, a history of war and conquest, a strong musical heritage, excellent lager, and a small town called Polička, where all of the above can be experienced. Though most any Czech knows the name, many are hard-pressed to find Polička on a map. You have to say, near Litomyšl, the nearest UNESCO site, or perhaps halfway to Brno from Hradec Králové. In any case, it's in the middle of the country, as it has been for a long, long time. Here's Karolina Zemanova of the Municipal Museum.
The town Polička was founded in 1265 from Czech king Přemysl Otakar II, because he wanted to defend the country on the border between Czech and Moravia. He was nothing. He was woods and few villages. Then he built this town here. But the living here in Polička was very hard because the winters were long and hard and the summer was short and the farming period was very short here. So it was very difficult for the people to survive here. And also they had many fires here, so the town was all destroyed, and they have to rebuild it again. The period was that 50 years it was okay, and then something strange, something terrible happened to the inhabitants, so they have to rebuild it again. And it is from that 1265 since now.
The history of Polička is one of being torn down, burnt down, sacked, starved, and plagued. As one of the 9 dowry cities of the Czech queens, it was an important prize for the Hussites. It was taken by Žižka in 1421 and sacked the same year by Hungarians under Sigismund. The 16th century brought major fires and plagues, and the 17th began with Polička burnt to the ground before the 30 Years' War even broke out. That conflict saw the city captured 3 times by the Swedes in the course of 6 years, their first visit leaving plague and their last leaving the town torn to shreds. It was caught in the middle between the Prussian and Austro-Hungarian armies in the First Silesian War and was badly damaged in the Second. And though Polička avoided the brunt of the Napoleonic Wars, it was hit by 3 outbreaks of cholera and 3 more punishing fires in the 19th century. By 1872, there were only 4 buildings standing. Today, Polička's troubled past is easily recalled through its dominant feature, the city walls that ring its center. Local historian František Dubovský.
Hradby, to je pro Poličku jedna z největších atrakcí, protože srovnatelné...
The city walls are one of the city's main attractions because there are no fortifications of comparable dimensions anywhere in the Czech Republic or really even in Central Europe. They come from the time of Charles IV, from the period around 1350, and they have been entirely preserved except for the gates. Parts of them have been reconstructed in Gothic form for the beautiful backdrop they make, but it's the preserved parts that are of interest for experts, because they developed constantly and were very extensive. There were earthen fortifications beyond the walls, a pre-wall between them. There was one, then another water-filled moat around the bastions, and a palisade at each line of defence. That made a protective system that was at least 50 metres wide, and the city could only be reached by drawbridges. Such a heavy fortified city was truly hard to capture.
It isn't hard luck that Polička is known for today, though. Quite the opposite. Modern Polička is a thriving cultural pearl of its region, particularly for its seemingly inexhaustible number of concerts and music festivals. And at least one factor in the town's turn of fortune is its eminent son, Bohuslav Martinu. The world-class composer and darling of the American and French classical music scene in the 1930s to 50s is known in Polička simply as Bohus, as it was here that he came from the humblest and most unusual of beginnings. I'm walking up the 192 steps to the top of the tower where Bohuslav Martinu was born and lived until he was 11 and a half years old, which sounds like a lot of years to be walking up so many steps, but for the first 6 years of his life, they say he didn't ever come down.
Tady bývá taková první zastávka bezpečnostní pro kuřáky a starší lidi.
This was the first stop for smokers and for older people, because they get tired. It's really tiring.
It's strangely fitting that Bohuslav, whose name incidentally means celebration of God in Czech, would be born in a bell tower. One can imagine the organ, song, and bells of masses and the purified sounds of the city all drifting up to the maestro's boyhood home here in the sky. But for all its romanticism, life in the tower was every bit as tough and impractical as it sounds, as proud Polichkins Mr. Dubovsky and Petra Yulkova showed me firsthand.
This is the room where Bohuslav Martin was born. His whole family was living here. And there were about 5 people sleeping in this one room. His father was a fire watchman, so he was looking after the city. And when there was a fire in the city, in the night he took up the red light. And during the day he had a special bell to let people know that there is a fire somewhere. Can we ring it?
Rukojeť už nefunguje, ale jak to zkusím trošku deštník.
It was Polichka itself that sent the boy talent off on his career. A collection was made to pay his way to a conservatoire in Prague in hopes of a prodigal return. And the investment paid off. Polichka remained the soul of much of Bohuslav Martinů's work until his death in 1959. His body was reinterred here, and his gravestone can be seen from the room he was born in. While it was Martinů who put Polichka on the Czech cultural map, it's the town's masses of young people who keep it there today. Petra Yulkova heads the cultural society Pontopolis, a group of locals who ensure a decidedly busy cultural calendar for Polichka and the region.
Every year there is a festival called 555, because this is altitude of Polichka. Every year for teenagers especially, you have Rokoupání, very famous one, with many visitors, I'd say 2,000 or 3,000 young people coming to visit Polichka from all the region, and many other little festivals all around the city. So,
why did you feel that in a city of only 10,000 people there would be so much demand for such a busy cultural schedule?
Because this is really a culture city. And people visit concerts, people go to festivals held here. There are many cities all around Polichka which are bigger, and they don't have such a cultural life as we have. People like it here.
One of the bastions of Polichka's cultural life began 175 years ago and is still here today in the form of the Till Theatre Society. The group's Jakub Kleinbauer told me more.
The Till Theatre Society was established in Polichka in 1834 and it's still here today. The first performances were in 1819 though, when the actors who formed the club played in pubs, in the shooting club and in the town hall. They went on playing like that for a long time until 1929 when the Till House was built. The building was taken from us during communism, but after the revolution a part of it was returned, where we now have the theatre club, a venue for all kinds of theatre and cultural events.
The house, by the way, is a slightly strange sight, a beautiful large structure of strong 1920s architectural purism that you don't come across in many small towns. It sticks out with sloping red roofs that leave the first-time visitor briefly wondering if he's in Polichka or Japan. Inside are 2 spacious theatre stages and a pub, altogether offering the room to hold a largish concert, exhibitions, and a film screening at once. But the work of the Till Theatre Society is not limited to the great indoors.
The Wandering Theatre is something really unique that was established by the head of the Theatre Society and some of his college classmates. Every summer we set out on foot across the local villages and play an original performance in each one. We have a stagecoach that has all the props in it, and that the actors pull themselves from village to village until we get back to Polichka. And so we go on like this for 5 or 6 days, playing at the village pubs and cultural centers in the evenings. We have a few drinks, of course, and it's relaxing and fun for everyone, I think.
The Wandering Theater will start this year in August and end at the rock festival 555 in the town square. But while that's going on, there's Martinů Fest, celebrating the life's work of Bohuš himself. September then starts with the celebrations of Polichka, a weekend of concerts of classical, Celtic, and rock and roll music, photo exhibitions, theater productions, and fireworks. A lot to do in the heart of Europe.